Senator Mike Braun, as you know, really is the front runner when it comes to the crowded gubernatorial field that we have right now here in Indiana. However, he did miss last night's dumpster fire of a debate because he attended the Senate vote in D.C. on an aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. To tell us how the voting went down, we're checking in with Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz. Hey there, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, Kayla.
So in the House, Ryan, this package was actually voted on as four separate bills: aid for Ukraine, aid for Israel, aid for Taiwan, and there was a little piece in there about banning TikTok. How was this package voted on in the Senate?
It was pretty similar. You had a number of bipartisan group of senators voting for it. You only had about a dozen or so Democrats, or Republicans and Democrats, voting against it. But, you know, what I think stands out is that you had a few Democrats voting against it because of its lack of maybe checks on Israel's government. And you had a number of Republicans who are frustrated with, A, the price tag, and B, the fact that border security was not included in this package. Now, whose fault that is becoming quite the debate in Republican circles, because you have Republicans who are claiming that it's the isolationist wing of their party who is refusing to support any type of Ukraine aid, and therefore they're not able to pass anything out of the House that's giving them any negotiating power when it comes to getting border security and presenting it to Chuck Schumer so that they can have some type of negotiating power and get him to force to try to force his hand on getting border across the finish line.
Interesting.
I think there was also this big frustration that they didn't vote on anything separately in the Senate.
Yeah, that was interesting to me as well, how this was voted on so differently from the House. It wasn't voted on in four different pieces. It was voted on as, you know, an entire package. But how did then the votes actually fall, Ryan?
I don't have the exact specific roll count in front of me. I believe it was about a dozen or so senators, just under 20, I believe, who voted no. And I think what you did see is you saw more Republicans voting for it this time than you did voting for the foreign aid package that passed back in February. And McConnell kind of said that he believes the isolationist movement within his party is on its way out. Whether or not that's a true statement or not, we'll have to wait and see.
So this package goes to the president's desk. He has signaled all along that he would sign it. Do we know when that will actually happen?
I would assume it's going to happen sometime today. The White House has consistently talked about the urgency of this bill. But I think one thing that may have gotten some of these Republicans who weren't initially for it on board was that, A, there are some pay-fors in here that's going to recoup some of that money down the road. And that includes the Repo Act, which allows the U.S. to use frozen Russian assets to pay for foreign aid. Then there's also a loan program in here for Ukraine. So I think some Republicans saw this as a win, that it wasn't just another example of the U.S. throwing money at something. This was kind of a strategy for Speaker Johnson to get Democrats to support pay-fors for foreign aid that otherwise they probably wouldn't have supported in the past.
Ryan, you can't see me, but I'm rolling my eyes right now. I appreciate the coverage on this one. We'll check back in with you maybe later on this week.
Sounds good, Kayla. Thank you so much.
That's Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz joining us here on WoWo. I'm rolling my eyes a little bit because one of those Republicans who did vote in favor of this foreign aid package was our Senator Todd Young. In fact, he took a victory lap on social media for voting in favor of this $95 billion aid package. He writes, and I quote, "America's interests are being threatened by China, Russia, and Iran. If we want to meet these connected threats, we need to use our diplomatic leverage, maintain a strong military, and stand with our allies and partners. This legislation provides vital security assistance to those on the front lines of aggression in Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. We cannot abandon these allies and partners as they face existential threats." Those are the words from Todd Young's ex-page. Like I said, taking this victory lap. On the complete flip side, you've got Senator Mike Braun. He voted against this. He said, no, no, no. He writes, and I quote, "Tonight, I'm in D.C. voting no on a bill to send $95 billion of your money overseas instead of securing our open southern border, which puts Hoosier families in danger every single day." I'm going to take it even one step further from Senator Mike Braun, because between you and I am so sick and tired of this conversation. I am so sick and tired of our hard-earned dollars being sent overseas, period. Until we are walking on streets of gold, Until we are sitting on thrones of gold, if you know what I mean here, we should stop sending taxpayer dollars to other countries. I am just so sick and tired of it. Shame on you, Senator Todd Young. There, I said it.
Podcasts by Federated Media.